Welcome to Adventures in Consciousness, the interactive show that offers expansive conversation with pioneering new thought teachers and personal real-time guided journeys into the imaginal realm to access your soul's wisdom and discover how to live your greater story. Here is your host, human potentialist, soul mentor, and consciousness guide, Jennifer Ivanko.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Consciousness, The Conversation. Each month, I have two episodes I share with you. The first one, we have a special guest, and we share a deep conversation about some adventures they are taking and how it inspires and maybe inspires you to your greater experiences and human potentials. The second show is focused on a meditation experience, an experiential journey. So in our first episode this month, we spoke with Leanne Hetzel, a multidimensional artist and marketing innovator. And we talked to her about her ocular vision meditation, her visual art. It's like a new genre of art that she's created. This meta art is a way to energetically transform the space that it inhabits with a specific frequency. So we talked about her pieces that are called Love, or another one was Peace, and another one was Unity. And you got to experience a meditation with her of this ocular meditation. In her words, this meta art is a form of art that is beautiful to look at and an active portal into higher states of consciousness. So I'd like to explore that a little bit more today, this idea of frequency and consciousness. We're going to do two meditation journeys. And I'd like to invite you to step out of the limitations of your mind and experience these as meditation journeys. What I'm offering is more than a simple guided meditation when you bring in that curiosity and wonder and step beyond that mind, the limitations of time and space. We step into a place that we call the meta realm, and it's a place where we can access the power of the imaginal. The imaginal is more than simple imagination or fantasy. The imaginal is where you step into that place of manifestation, that place of powerful potentials and possibilities. We tap into our deeper wisdoms. We access hidden gifts. And you step into your evolving greater human capacities. Again, we're used to letting the mind lead us into places like this, to take a guided meditation and know you're getting rest and knowing what to expect from this journey you're going to take. If you put that aside and don't expect and allow that wonder of possibility to step in and inspire you, you might be surprised, or I invite you to be surprised by what you find. Again, this is where manifestation begins. This is where you take a quantum leap from 1 + 1 = 2 or A, B, C in steps of processes of thinking and creation. It's where that unknown surprise comes in and brings in the new, the renaissance in the way we're thinking and the renaissance in the world around us, because we then can manifest from this new place of inspiration. Another element I'd like to add today is bringing in that power of the collective. In this journey, I'm going to introduce a process where we weave our energies together in a powerful, coherent field. When we do this, we get more density around our intentions and our desires. It's like we're adding weight to our own individual journey and to the collective journey, because you're going to be working with other people that are working in this light and in this high frequency and bringing in their desires. Once we've created this field, this coherent field, I'm going to guide you on a process to activate seated potentials and creative solutions inside of you. You're going to have the opportunity to bring in a specific question or a challenge or a project you're working on. And this will be then a process to activate you with potential solutions and ideas and insights around this. Again, this is the start of the activation. You're going to notice in the next few days and during your dreams that you're going to start having those aha moments and powerful inspirations. So I'm excited to share this with you. And after, we'll talk a little bit more about the second journey that we'll take today. So let's begin with the journey through the frequencies.
So let's begin. With your eyes closed, let's bring your awareness to breath. Not changing your breath, just be aware of how you're breathing. Now let's deepen your breath just a little and notice your chest rise and fall with each breath. And now let's deepen the breath into long, slow belly breaths in through the nose. Hold. Out through the mouth, hold, and continue like this. Each breath in, imagine breathing in a sky blue color, a sky blue energy, filling your body with prana. Each breath out, imagine breathing out tension and stress, as if you're breathing out the color gray. Each breath in, a gentle wave of this energy. And each breath out, going a little deeper, a little more into that peace and stillness. Relaxing even more as it brings more energy into your body. Listening to my voice as you consciously breathe. Breathing in through your nose, filling your lungs fully. Breathing out through your mouth completely. Getting the most benefit from this prana breathing. And finding with each breath that you are relaxing even more. Knowing that the more you relax, the more energy you receive. And I invite you now to imagine that we're all going to take a journey together. Knowing that this journey is beyond time, beyond space. An inward journey that takes you to a soul place where we all can stand together in a circle, imagining others just like you, full of light and love and joy, wanting to make a difference in this world and in themselves. So imagine now that you can follow your breath and find yourself as if in a dream, standing in a circle with this beautiful soul group. It doesn't matter when you are doing this meditation, because we move beyond time and space, there to stand together in a circle. As you imagine looking around this circle, you notice there's someone on your left and someone on your right, and many others around the circle. You may recognize some that are here with us, and others are new to you, yet all are familiar. And you are here at the perfect time and the perfect moment. Imagining now, as if in a dream, that you can reach out your hands to either side and hold hands around this circle. Now we're going to weave our energies into a coherent field. So I'd like you to imagine, as you continue this prana breathing, that you can breathe in through your right hand that sky blue energy, flowing it through your heart full of joy and love and light. And then flowing it out your left hand and around the circle, touching each person and coming back to you with even more light and love. Continuing this deep prana breathing and moving the energy with your intention, your awareness, and your breath. You may begin to sense a warmth in your hands, a tingling, a subtle touch. Whatever it is, continue moving that energy. Very nice. Continuing that deep prana breathing. Each breath and each moment bringing you deeper and deeper into relaxation. And this relaxation allows the energy and the activation to go deeper, bringing positive energy into your aura now, filling your aura with this vibration that removes anything that is negative. The more you breathe the prana, the deeper you go. The more you relax, the more energy you gain. And now I invite you to imagine this swirling blue energy in the center of our circle is like a beautiful wave. This is a beautiful blue wave that starts rolling in at your feet and up to your ankles. And everything it touches turns sky blue. With every inhalation and every exhalation, you see this wave move higher and higher, moving up past your knees to your sacrum, and then back down, and then moving up to your torso and your back, and then back down again. And everything that the blue wave touches goes deeper and deeper into relaxation, giving you strength. And as the wave moves up to your heart chakra, it touches and relaxes every part of your body. And as it goes up to your throat chakra and back down, it relaxes as it touches every part of your body. And the wave continuously moves, moving higher and higher up your body, covering every part of your body. As you slowly and rhythmically breathe in and breathe out, deep prana breathing to cover every part of your body. And while you do this, You are synchronizing with the energies of this circle, this sacred circle. And while you do this, you are synchronizing with everyone here, with each person, growing that light and love and joy. And as you continue your breathing and relaxing, know that all your challenges, all of your difficulties are no longer there. Any worries, any fears, anything that is accumulated inside of you cannot touch you. You are in contact with this group, this soul family, and this field we've created together. And all of these things dissolve and are not going to impact you at all. You are receiving strength from the contact with this collective field. You are receiving energy, reassurance, and you feel stronger and better with each breath in and with each breath out. You are receiving this energy and it is accumulating inside of you and it is strengthening you. It is like an invisible wave that is continuing to feed your aura with energy and give you all the strength that you need, so that everything that is not necessary is resolved. Very nice. Now take a deep breath in and release, allowing your breath to slip into a gentle resting rhythm and pausing here for a moment in the stillness and the peace. And I invite you to bring your awareness to the energy swirling in the center of our circle, that sky blue energy. And continuing with your eyes closed, I invite you to reach out your hands, both hands, out in front of you, imagining that you are reaching into that sky blue energy that's swirling all around. Just kind of move your hands around as if you're playing in the swirling energy. And imagining that it traces and moves with your hand. And as you begin to feel the energy coalescing around your hands, I invite you to bring your two palms so that they are facing each other. And you can sense the energy, that sky blue energy, between the two hands. And just kind of play with it for a moment, like it is a substance like Play-Doh or something soft and malleable. Physically moving your hands and this energy between them. And as you do this, I invite you to bring to mind a question you have. Maybe there's a challenge you're facing, or something you'd like to create or manifest in your life. Whatever it is, choose one right now and just think about it a little bit while you move this energy in your hands. And imagine the energy, this high frequency energy between your hands is starting to take a shape. Kind of follow that shape as if you're beginning to mold it now as it takes form. And when it takes full form, whatever it is, Hold it in your hands for a moment and allow yourself to be surprised by what you're holding. What object or symbol, whatever it is. This symbol, this object, is seated with the wisdom to realize your answers or your manifestation. And to access this wisdom, you simply need to explore this object with all of your inner senses to activate it. We'll do this now together. So first, I'd like you to imagine looking at the shape and the color and any writings or symbols. Just explore it from all different angles. Explore how this object or this symbol feels. Is it rough or smooth, heavy or light, hot or cold? Now sound, listening deeply to your object, your symbol. Now smell. Is there a scent that comes to mind as you hold this object? And now taste. Is there a flavor that comes to mind? Very nice. Now taking a deep breath in and release, releasing all questions and any answers that may have come, allowing the universe to work out the details. Bringing your awareness to your breath and following your breath now back into your body. Feeling your toes and your fingers and stretching just a little. And when you're ready, slowly opening your eyes and coming back.
Welcome back. So I hope you enjoyed this first journey. It was just a taste. I like to spend longer with the senses and exploring your object or your symbol that you receive, because we receive energy and information through all of our senses. And sometimes our mind selectively closes certain channels down or certain information, trying to navigate our way through this world in a predictable, habitual way. That's the job of the mind, is to classify everything and understand everything based on the information it already knows. So in these exercises, we are going in and opening up all our senses, all our inner senses, and taking in this energy, this prana, life force energy, and taking in all that creativity, or opening up to the creativity that our soul has to offer us, and looking at things and hearing and smelling and tasting from different perspectives. So your object or your symbol might have been totally unrelated to your challenge or your what you want to create. And yet by opening up with all of your senses, you're taking in this energy, this information, and then your mind can use it in a productive way to start digesting and integrating. And then you start having some ahas and some realizations. And then synchronicities happen, allowing you to find new pathways and new beginnings. So Again, you might want to listen to this recording again, the meditation, and pause during the senses so you can spend more time there. Or you can always check out my website. I have a lot of free content there and a lot of these kind of journeys that you can go a little bit deeper. I wanted to mention again about the imaginal. I saw in the chat that somebody was exploring, loves the meta realm. And I wanted to make sure people understood meta realm is how I refer to astral plane, Akashic records, the beyond, the threshold. It's called many different names, but it's this place where we connect with that deep inner consciousness, that unified field. And it is a place of creativity. My work has been working with human potential with people like Jean Houston, who's my mentor. And she has always told me about high creative people, that people that seem to manifest with ease and create things and spur on our renaissance and our culture throughout history. And these people tend to open up all of their inner senses and their outer senses and really take in the world around them so they can use that raw material and apply it to their solutions for their challenges and creations. So I want to leave time for our second journey, which we will do as soon as we come back from our break. So let's go to break, and I'll see you in a few minutes.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
There is no greater mystery in life than you. So why not take a fully experiential plunge into the depths of your being to uncover and retrieve all the secrets and wisdom your soul is crying out for you to know? If you enjoy Adventures in Consciousness, The Conversation, you'll love Adventures in Consciousness, The Course. Join Jennifer in this unique 13-week series of journeys specifically designed to unlock the mysteries of yourself. Each week, you'll journey progressively deeper into the meta realm, where, freed from the limitations of your mind, you'll get to play and explore the inner and outer reaches of your awareness. The next series of Adventures in Consciousness, The Course, is starting soon. Find out more and stake your place at jenniferivanko.com.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread and kissed them all soundly.
Lights out. Good
night.
And put them to bed. Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org.
Welcome back. So the first journey we took, and again, I like to call them journeys and not just guided meditations, because I want to inspire you to something a little deeper. So the first journey we took was a group journey, a collective work, where we went into the frequency and raising our frequency. And then we brought that energy and applied it to our own solutions, challenges, creations that we want. This is a great exercise if you're looking to write a book or do a project to think about that while you're in the meditation, in that space, and then to create an object and then observe the object. So the second journey that I'd like to take with you has to do more with the sounds of your soul, the frequency of your soul. We all have a very unique frequency to our soul. It's something that's, I like to think about it, that we have our own color that is a thread that is put into a beautiful tapestry. And so each thread is vital and important, and you have gifts that we need, each of us need. We need each other. And this is actually how I think we're going to evolve as a human race, is when we start realizing that we need to come together and share our gifts and not judge each other, but share what we have so that we can create something better. So anyways, going back to the sound of the soul, we all have a frequency, a different sound. And in meditation, you can actually go into a space and start listening, deep listening inside to discover that frequency. And then there's a lot of things you can do once you discover that to change or manifest in your world. So I'd like to just go over first that there's different levels of listening. We have our everyday level of ordinary listening. That's where we're taking in all the different sounds that are coming in from all different directions. We're constantly being bombarded with the sensations, and our mind will selectively choose certain ones to listen to be aware of. Otherwise, if we didn't have the mind to be able to be that selective, we couldn't handle anything. We couldn't manage, because there'd be just too much. So you imagine in any moment, all the sensations coming in your body, coming towards you. And then you have this intellect working on a very specific focus of everything that's being received. Then we have the next level, which is more of an active listening. So this is where you're trying to learn something. You're maybe in classes, or you're very interested in a topic, and you become very conscious about what you're listening to and take it all in. And this is at the mind level. So you're thinking about what's coming in and processing it. And usually you digest it later. Like it's in the moment, you're just really taking it in at the mind. The next level, a little bit deeper, is called advanced hearing. And this is where you are listening with more than just your ears. You're listening with your whole body. A really good example of this is when you go to a gong bath or listen to crystal bowls, and you feel it. You feel that vibration throughout your whole body. And this is more advanced. And then we come to what we want to explore today, which is transcendental hearing. This is when we close our ears to all the sounds around us, and we begin to listen to the sounds inside, or the imaginal sounds. And we're listening with what we can call our etheric ears. This practice engages the receptive and intuitive faculties of our third eye. It's what the ancient yogic traditions would call the inaudible divine sounds. So the exercise we're going to do, I'm going to lead you through this process, this meditation, and it's very simple. We'll go in slowly, different levels. But then we come to a point where I'm going to ask you to bring your awareness to your third eye, and you're going to imagine turning that third eye around and looking into your mind, into your head. And if you draw a line between your two ears and between your third eye and the back of your head, and where those lines intersect is about where your pineal gland is. And this is where we can imagine a chamber for this mystic hearing. Again, I'm going to guide you through this, into this place. And we'll just explore and see what happens. I'm going to leave it here, and then we'll talk more after. So let's go ahead and start this meditation for sound of the soul.
So let's begin. Once again, we begin by closing our eyes and bringing our awareness to the breath. As you breathe in and out, flowing with that breath for a few moments. In and out. Deepening that breath now into those long, slow belly breaths. In through the nose. Hold. Out through the mouth. Hold. And continue. Like this. Each breath in, imagine breathing in that sky blue color, that sky blue energy, filling your body with prana, that life force. And each breath out, going a little deeper, a little more into that peace and stillness. As you continue to breathe that deep prana breathing, I invite you to place your hands on your lap with your palms face up and breathe into your hands. And imagine standing there before you is your own high self, the one we call the entelechy of you. And imagining now that this dear friend, that your entelechy, is placing his or her hands over yours, and breathe into that connection. Begin to feel a subtle touch, a little warmth. Whatever it is, continue breathing into the connection with your entelechy. Your dear friend, your entelechy, knows all of your failings and all of your triumphs and loves you unconditionally. He or she holds you in such awe and wonder and is there to nourish you and to guide you. To share with you the wisdoms and the tools and the activations that are already beginning to unfold within you. As you continue that deep prana breathing, I invite you to ask that beautiful soul question, who am I? Who am I really? As you ask this question, notice your entelechy is smiling. For the next few moments, I invite you to have a conversation with your entelechy about the deeper wisdoms of who you are and who you are becoming. I'll watch the time. Now take a deep breath in and release allowing your breathing to slip into a gentle resting rhythm. And your IntelliKey is there now, ready to guide you on a journey inward into the inner realms of your being, to find the sounds of your own soul. We'll begin this journey now by first imagining that you are outside under a beautiful tree, imagining the grass under your feet, the sounds of birds singing, nature all around you. A gentle breeze blowing through the trees and the branches. And now listening to that breeze, that gentle wind, as it moves through the trees and the branches. The sound of the wind. And imagine now breathing that air in, that wind, following the breath as it passes your lips and moves down into your lungs, and following that sound, that air moving. Listening with your inner ears to the sound as the breath moves into the center of your being. Imagining the sound from the inside. Following that breath now until you come to your heart. Listening to your heartbeat. And then as the heart beats, going a little deeper and listening to the movement of the blood as it moves through your body. Like rivers and streams, the ebb and flow of this blood moving through every part of your body. Now we're going to go a little deeper with our inner listening into the inner realm of who we are, listening for our soul song, our soul vibration. Everything is vibration, and we have our own unique soul vibration. Our own unique sound that is your essence. So bring in your awareness to your third eye and imagine you can turn it inward so that you are looking into the center of your head between your ears. Bringing your awareness to that point where your divine sound can be heard and your divine light can be seen. And for just a moment, deep listen for the sounds of your soul or the colors that appear. Not judging, just releasing. Allowing any sound to arise, any color to appear, or any sensation. Now enjoying that vibration. And imagine for a moment It begins to move through your whole body, as if every cell of your body now is vibrating, resonating at that same frequency. And as it expands through your body, you feel lighter. And it moves into your subtle bodies, into your aura. Enjoying the sounds, the vibration, moving all around you and through you, nourishing you and giving you a sense of your own being, of your balance. Surrounded in this vibration, you once again imagine that you are in that place in nature. And listening to that sound inside of you, and hearing it play all around you, all of nature is singing that song back to you, that vibration. Nourishing your soul, nourishing every part of your being. Now, continuing with your eyes closed, release the breath, the sound, the colors. Following the breath now back into your body, into your physical body. Feeling your toes and your fingers stretching just a little. And when you're ready, in your own time, slowly coming back.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this journey. Unfortunately, we're stuck with the time constraint of only an hour to be able to share these journeys. So I would encourage you to, again, listen to the recording and then pause it when we get to the place of the meditation of the sound of that chamber, and allow yourself really to go in silence deeply and just explore. This is a process to learn that sound of your soul. I know I did it for a number of years, and at times when I had something deep that I was working on, I got to the point that at time I could be out in playing with my kids on soccer field or doing things out in public, and I would feel this shift, and I would sense that sound, like the whole, all of nature was playing it back to me. And there was something important in that moment for me to watch or to pay attention to. It was like this, the universe saying, pay attention right now, this is important. Or pay attention and put my intentions into that space right then that was created when I hear that sound. So there's a lot of different things you can use or you can do with that meditation, with connecting with the sound of your own soul. We did also had in this journey today the entelechy. This is a very simple practice, this entelechy, connecting with your own higher self. In an earlier episode, I think it was a month ago, we did a deep, longer version of the entelechy by itself. And it's something, it was one of the first tools I learned when I worked with Jean Houston. I learned from her, and it was probably the simplest but the most profound tool, because when you start working with your own higher self and accessing that wisdom that comes from your own soul, and you create those conversations and guidance, you start finding your own special talents and direction. There's something that you can be shown different tools and things to do from people outside of you. But your own entelechy takes you to your unique tools and your unique capacities. And really, that's what we need. That's what the world needs right now. And sometimes it's something so simple, because you tend to love it and find it so easily practiced. For example, my ability to go on these meditation journeys and to guide people, and it's so easy for me to go into that meta realm. And it's easy for me to hold the space and bring others into that meta realm. And then to find out that that's really what I need to do for the world, to share that ability for reaching people such as yourself or those that are interested in going inward. I can help facilitate that. And so when I found out that that's what I needed to do in my life, that was so wonderful. You know, I don't have to, I mean, I've done all these other things. I'm an accountant, a businesswoman, a mother, a teacher, all these other things. But that one, that little simple thing, is something I love to do. And it's natural. And I am sure, I'm so sure, that there's something that you love to do that comes very natural to you. And that's your unique gift. And it doesn't matter how many other people in the world do something similar. Your unique gift is needed for specific people to receive it. So I encourage you to explore, and to, especially in these days we're in now, in this world we're in now, we need everybody's personal touch. We need everybody's gift. And so I encourage you to explore that. A couple things I'd like to mention. I got to go to my notes here. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I do have a morning meditation that I do every morning at 7:30 Eastern, and that is free and it's open to everybody. And it's an opportunity to strengthen your own practice, your meditation practice. And it doesn't matter if you do a mantra, mindfulness, breath, prayer, whatever practice you like to do. It doesn't matter. We come together on Zoom and we do about 10 minutes of prana breathing, which I did for you in both of these meditations. And then we do 30 minutes. I time it, but you have 30 minutes to do your own practice. And then there's an inspirational reading afterwards. Right now we are doing the moon series. So for the last week or so, we've been following the phases of the moon, and we're going all the way up to the full moon, and then we'll go back to the new moon. And just how this energy of the moon actually influences us and what we're trying to accomplish. The morning meditations are, like I said, they're free. And if you join on the website, you get access to some other meditations like the Entelechy and things like that. I'd also like to mention, I have a workshop I'm hosting with Leanne Hetzel called The Holographic Matrix, and that is March 26th in Pittsburgh. It's an in-person workshop, and if you're interested, you can reach out to me at my email address, jennifer@jenniferivanko.com. Next, our next show in April, we're going to have a guest back again named Simran Singh. Simran is a globally recognized speaker and catalyst for love, compassion, and humanity. You may have heard her about her one-woman show, The Rebel Road, connecting the dots from what was to what is. So I'm going to have her back on our show to talk about Living Seven, the Seven Blessings of the Human Experience, which is her latest book and her latest project. So I hope you can join us. And with that, I want to wish you namaste and have a beautiful rest of your day.